This is the Mondak Oilfield Review with host Jason Spies.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oilfield Review, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. On today's episode, we talk with Kevin Connors with the Oil and Gas Division of the North Dakota Industrial Commission. It seems everywhere I go these days, someone is telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what professional speaker Mark J. Lindquist has to say.
He is a person in this market and now in markets across the country with Hatch Coaching that is revolutionizing the way people approach the business. He's reinventing the way people look at the people model. That's why he brings in hundreds of people from all over the country who are trying to figure out how to do what he's doing in their market.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com. Welcome back to the Mondak Oilfield Review. My name is Jason Spies. Up next, Kevin Connors with the Oil and Gas Division of North Dakota's Industrial Commission on North Dakota becoming a carbon storage state.
What I've been working on is working with the Federal Environmental Protection Agency to get North Dakota the regulatory authority to regulate carbon dioxide storage in the deep subsurface in the earth.
Explain that a little further. I mean, you're talking about storage down in the earth. I mean, I'm thinking of like aquifers, but, you know, carbon furs, if you will. How exactly are we storing that carbon down in the earth?
Yeah, so, you know, the regulatory program that we've developed is premised on protecting our underground sources of drinking water. And so there's all sorts of safeguards in place to make sure that carbon dioxide is injected in a manner that does not contaminate any freshwater resources and actually protects them. We're typically looking for an ideal sandstone formation with a rock above and below that will confine the carbon dioxide that's injected into the sandstone for the long term. And make sure that it stays down there safely stored.
In the press release, I saw something called Class 6 Well Activities. Can you explain that a little bit further? What would be a Class 6 Well Activity for geological storage of carbon dioxide?
Yeah, so, the Safe Drinking Water Act has a program called the Underground Injection Control Program, and that program consists of six well classes for the purposes of injecting different fluids into the earth in order to get rid of those fluids or to, in some cases, to enhance oil recovery in oil and gas fields. And in this case, class six is for the injection of carbon dioxide for the purposes of long-term storage.
To listen to the full-length interview with Kevin Connors with the Oil and Gas Division of North Dakota's Industrial Commission, or to listen to other Mondak oil field reviews and energy features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Check out the Crude Life social media network, which includes the Mondak oil field review and many other energy social media pages. Check out thecrudelife.com and click on our social media pages. From the staff of the Mondak oil field review, my name is Jason Spies, asking you to be happy, be safe, and keep it turning to the right.